In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One last time, Merry Christmas. Yes, it is the last day of the Christmas season. Monday, that is tomorrow, it will be safe to turn off your lights and take down your decorations until next December. And we conclude this Christmas season with the feast of the baptism of the Lord. And it is fitting because baptism is closely linked with the feast day that we celebrated last weekend, namely the solemnity of the Epiphany, which celebrates the revealing of God to the world in the person of Christ. We have another revealing of God today. After all, when our Lord was baptized, the heavens opened, the Spirit descended in the form of a dove, and the voice of the Father thundered, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." All who were present could then know who Jesus is, that he is true God and true man. Inevitably, on the feast of the baptism of the Lord, I'm asked the question, why was Jesus baptized? And so I'm going to head that off at the pass. By the way, it's not a stupid question. John the Baptist himself asked it when he said, "You should be baptizing me." And Jesus answered him that it was fitting to fulfill all righteousness, to fulfill God's plan for our salvation. The fathers of the church, when writing about this question, said that when we are baptized, the waters make us clean. Yet when Jesus was baptized, he cleansed the waters. He made the waters clean. Jesus was baptized to establish that channel of grace which opens up a fountain of living water within us, which washes away our sins and gives us the promise of everlasting life. He was baptized so that we could be baptized and be saved. Baptism is the very most important of all of the sacraments, because it is the gateway to all the sacraments. Pope Francis recently, when speaking about baptism, said that we should celebrate the date of our baptism as we would a feast day. It's a wonderful idea. After all, it is the most important event that happens to any one of us in our lives. It's far more important than our birthdays. It's even more important than your wedding anniversary, though, guys, don't tell your wives that. Because the date of our baptism is the date in which we receive the very life of God. How many people here know the date of their baptism? Not nearly enough. Mine was the 18th of April in 1981. And yes, I will accept presents. You know, we as Catholics don't need an excuse to celebrate. And so celebrating our baptismal day is just another excuse for a good party. It is fitting on this day when we mark the celebration of the establishment of the sacrament to reflect upon baptism. I'm going to give some of you who are older a little bit of a flashback. I'm going to use the questions from the Baltimore Catechism. We'd ask ourselves, what is baptism? It is the sacrament which cleanses us from original sin, makes us Christians, children of God, and heirs of heaven. When we are baptized, our sins are washed away, and God sets his own mark upon our souls, plants that well of living water within us, and gives us the promise of eternal life. That mark of baptism is permanent. There is nothing we can do to ever erase it. As it happens all too frequently, sometimes people will go a little bit nuts and think that they can leave the Catholic Church, think that they can go to some other church and be rebaptized. Then occasionally, not frequently enough, they'll want to come home and think that they have to be rebaptized. They don't. Because while they may have forgotten and rejected their baptism, God did not reject them, and the gift that he gives remains. And so a person who does that, all they need to do is go to confession. Are actual sins remitted by baptism? Yes, actual sins and the punishment due to them is remitted by baptism. If you are baptized as an adult, or like me, a semi-adult, and you have actual sins rather than simply original sin, they too are washed away. Though I don't recommend waiting till you get all your sins done before you get baptized. Is baptism necessary for salvation? Yes, because without it we cannot ordinarily enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, some people may be thinking, well, what about the people who've never heard of Christ, or for whatever reason sincerely do not believe? Well, that's in God's hands. That's above our pay grade. Yet know this, we are bound by the sacraments. God is not. If we know the truth and we come to believe in Jesus, we must be baptized, be begotten from above by water and the Holy Spirit. As for the others, again, it is in the hands of God. Who can administer the sacrament? Bishops, priests, or deacons? Ordinarily, though in an emergency, anyone who has the use of reason, whether they be Catholic or non-Catholic or even non-Christian, can baptize. And how is baptism given? By the imposition of water, saying, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes some of our Protestant friends will say, you Catholics don't do baptism right. You're not submerged in the water. Neither was Jesus. Jesus very likely stood in the water, and the water was poured over his head. That is what immersion is. Immersion and submersion are not the same thing. That's a valid baptism, by the way. So is pouring of water, and so is sprinkling of water. What is important is that it be done with water and in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now we've had our memory refreshed a little bit about baptism. But let us look to our Lord being baptized in the Jordan. Let us thank God for that great gift which he gave us in the person of Jesus Christ, who in turn gives us himself in all of the sacraments, but especially in the sacrament of baptism. Let us celebrate this day, and let us also celebrate and honor the day in which it became real and actual in our individual lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.